baseball cards.
Oh, boy, free trading cards.
To bobbleheads and everything in between. It's time for the Collector's Corner on 1600 ESPN.
You bet it is. Every Wednesday around this time, we talk about sports cards and collectibles on the Collector's Corner here on 1600 ESPN. If you missed any past segments, you can always check those out. We got those all separated out in their own podcast at kgymradio.com. Just go to the podcast tab, click Spencer on Sports. They're mixed in with the other shows, but we title it Collector's Corner with the date and stuff, so it's easy to find. So if you missed something each week, you can always catch up. If you know someone who's a card collector, sports memorabilia enthusiast, encourage you to let them know about the segment or the podcast just to help us get it out there. I've seen several comments from you, not only in the text line, got some emails, got some messages on social media saying that you enjoy the segment. So we're going to keep doing it as long as people are enjoying what we're doing. And I'm not just talking into the void here on Wednesday afternoons. Thanks to those of you who have reached out and made comments about the segment, both in person in some cases or online via email and social media. Shout out to Hunter, by the way, on X. I didn't see the message from Hunter. He sent a message about what we're going to talk about today on X. Didn't see it till well after the fact. So Hunter, if you're listening now, thank you for reaching out. Thank you to the people that have continually sent me this Paul Skeen story, because this is quite the story in the collectibles and in the baseball world. If you're not sure what we're talking about, there was a proposed trade put out, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago on the segment on Collector's Corner. With Topps Chrome Update, they have these rookie debut patches. So the players wore the patch in a game. The patch gets cut off the jersey, put into a trading card. The player signs it, and it's a one of one, meaning it's the only one in existence. They do it for every rookie who made their debut within a certain period of time. And Paul Skeens is obviously one of the big, big ones in the checklist this year. Well, the Pirates themselves, the Pittsburgh Pirates baseball team, last week proposed this trade where if you get the card, you can trade it to the Pirates for some incredible perks. The Pirates would give you, in exchange for the card, two season tickets behind home plate for the next 30 years. You get to meet Paul. You get two signed jerseys. You get to play a softball game with you and 29 of your friends at PNC Park, and you get a private tour of Pirates City and Lecom Park and more unique experiences. Mentioned it briefly the other day, Libby Dunn offered to give the opportunity to watch the game in the suite with her. And then I believe Seth Meyers, the late night TV host, who's a Pirates fan, also said, you can come to a taping of the show if you give the card to me. Like so many different people trying to sweeten the pot, sweeten the deal. There have been conflicting reports. I know someone on the text line earlier in the week sent in a video of the card supposedly being pulled. I haven't been able to confirm that. The sad thing about this is when you have something like this, like a crazy one-time, once-in-a-lifetime deal pop up with a baseball team and a huge card. People like to scam. People, this will stun some of you. People want fame and fortune and are trying to do things for internet clout and notoriety. What? That never happens in our society. But there have been a few people on social media that have claimed to have pulled this card out of Topps Chrome Update. It's a redemption card, so you have to send it into Topps to get your card back, so it's not the official card. None of those have been confirmed. The Pirates have not put anything out. Topps has not put anything out. So I don't know if those are actually legit, you know, instances of the card being found. Obviously, if there are multiple people claiming that they've pulled it, it kind of lends itself to being a hoax because there's only one of them in existence. And it's incredibly rare to find. So I don't know the validity of those, but there is some reporting out there that someone has found this and maybe it hasn't been found yet, but that's all aside. This is a pretty unique deal because you don't usually see baseball teams get involved with this stuff. Baseball teams, and if you've been to a major league game, and even minor league games in some cases. I know the Colonels have card sets that they were promoting here toward the tail end of the season. You're finding trading cards quite a bit in team stores. Topps and Major League Baseball obviously partner up. It's the official trading card of Major League Baseball. And with the return, the rise of popularity in sports cards over the last 4 going on 5 years now, you're seeing a lot more people interested, not just card collectors, but kids. Even some average people are like, oh, yeah, I remember opening baseball cards as a kid, and people jumping back in the hobby. So it's good to see from a collector's perspective. There's the good and then there's the bad. And like I mentioned, there are some people who are trying to, you know, do this just for the fame, the fortune, and the money. And like I said, when we first brought up the story late last week and early this week, the couple times we had a chance to mention it, I'm hoping that a true blue Pirates fan gets this. I can't guarantee that because you don't know where this redemption card for this Paul Skeens card has landed. It could be a box that's for sale here in Cedar Rapids or Iowa City. It could be in New York City. It could be in Miami. It could be in Seattle, Washington. It could be anywhere. And they print this stuff pretty high amount. So you don't know who's going to be the lucky one. And so it's not guaranteed, but it's a cool kind of thing to sweeten the pot. And that's what makes it, I think, pretty unique. Again, baseball teams don't usually do this, but Paul Skeens has been such a phenomenon in the game that the Pirates are like, yeah, we want it. I don't know what they're going to do with it if they get it, but I would have a hard time saying no. I mean, look, selling it on your own and getting money for it on your own, because that's probably a multi-$1,000, if not $1 million card. It's crazy, crazy valuable. Getting money for yourself, that's great. But when the Pirates, if I was a Pirates fan, they're offering you all these once-in-a-lifetime kind of experiences. And really, if you're, you know, mid-30s like me, 30 years of season tickets, that's pretty cool. So I would have a tough time saying no to that deal, but we could all use extra cash these days. So I would be a little conflicted on it.
Yeah, I mean, luckily I'm not a Pirates fan. You're not a Pirates fan. So I think we would both probably just sell it.
Yes.
I don't want to speak for you or anything, but I wouldn't.
I can't get to many Pirates games.
Obviously, I don't live anywhere near Pittsburgh, but I agree with you. I hope someone who is a Pirates fan gets their hands on it somehow, mm-hmm. and they're able to sort of turn that into, like you said, a once-in-a-lifetime sort of opportunity there.
And kind of how this ties in, and we're short on time today, so I don't have a ton of time to spend on what I mentioned from Sports Illustrated, but if you go to Sports Illustrated's website, them and The Athletic, by the way, if you're a collectibles, sports collectibles enthusiast, card enthusiast, they've really expanded their coverage of trading cards over the last couple years, which is great to see. But Sports Illustrated had an interesting piece today about baseball players who are collectors. And you have the obvious ones. Most of you are probably familiar with Matt Strom of the Phillies. He actually has a TV show and does card opening on the side. But Bobby Witt Jr., he's a card collector. He actually invited his friends to be groomsmen in his wedding with custom trading cards from Topps, which is kind of cool. But there is a growing number of players, and you could read this for yourself, who are interacting with fans to make trades. And there's a really kind of cool breakdown of some of the recent interactions of players who see their cards, their one-of-ones, their rare cards, their rare autographs getting pulled, and say, reach out via Instagram to the person who found it and said, would you give me that card for a meet and greet and an autographed bat? And 9 times out of 10, the person who has the card is so floored by it. Like, holy cow, Wyatt Langford of the Rangers is reaching out to me. Sure, absolutely. Like, that's what I think makes this hobby kind of special, because you don't have that everywhere. There's some players who hate collectors, who hate autograph hounds and stuff like that. But more and more, you're seeing the player get really kind of into it and really involved with it, and that's pretty cool.
I know Wemby was spotted in a couple collector's stores in San Antonio looking for his cards. I also know that Wemby is a big Lego collector. He has the first thing he said he bought with his NBA paycheck was the giant, it's not the Death Star. It's the giant, like, Star
Millennium
Wars.
Falcon.
Yeah, the Millennium Falcon, the giant, like, $800 one. He said that was the first thing he bought.
Really?
After his NBA
Why not, man? So, player collectors are more common than you think. And again, SportsIllustrated.com had that piece. That's Collector's Corner. Again, podcast available for you at KGYMRadio.com. We'll be back next week with another edition here on 1600 ESPN. Sports Menu will run through what you can watch tonight, watch or listen to coming up next here on 1600 ESPN.
As simple as a birthstone or as deep as a midnight thought, it's about showing the